I'd like to swear in staff at this point here and representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who may testify here today. Please raise your right hands. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. And we, this morning, have an introduction. Mr. Cimino.
Thank you. Very pleased to introduce the newest member of Fisheries Management staff, Jill Ramsey. She comes to us from one of our sister agencies. She was with DCR. She's got a marine science degree from Roger Williams University, and she'll be in our mandatory reporting program.
Thank you. Welcome, Ms. Ramsey. Good to have you aboard. Agenda item number two, permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections and staff recommendation for approval, so-called page two items. Mr. Watkinson.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bull, commission members, we have three, what we refer to as page two items. These are projects, as stated, that are over $500,000 in project cost. Staff has subjected these projects to our public interest review and our public notice requirements, and to date there has been no objections to any of these projects, and we are recommending approval. With that, I will read each of the agenda items. Item 2A, the Norfolk Department of Utilities request authorization to install a 36-inch steel raw water main, a minimum of 45 feet beneath the substrate, utilizing horizontally drilling technology and extending across 450 linear feet of the western branch of the Elizabeth River between 12 Sandy Point Lane in Portsmouth and the intersection of Bruce Station and Bruce Road in Chesapeake. Item 2B, the City of Virginia Beach request authorization to maintenance dredge on an as necessary basis approximately 150,000 cubic yards per cycle of state-owned submerged bottom within the city's Rudy Inlet Outer Channel Deposition Basin situated along the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. The basin will be hydraulically dredged to a maximum depth of minus 22 feet mean low water, and the dredged material, which is beach quality sand, will be used as beach nourishment and placed on the city's adjacent resort beach between Rudy Inlet and 14th Street. Item 2C, Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to replace the fender system protecting two existing Virginia Electric and Power Company towers that support power lines extending between Isle of Wight County and the city of Newport News in the James River upstream of the Route 17 James River Bridge. In this case, staff recommends approval of the project with a royalty of $4,914 for the encroachment over 2,457 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $2 per square foot. And in this case, we're also recommending a special permit condition for a time-of-year restriction of February 15 through July 15 to protect nesting peregrine falcons that utilize the adjacent bridge or the towers. If you have any questions, I or my staff will try to address those.
Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these three matters here, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve the page two items.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, or Mr. Neal here to approve the page two items.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Here, the motion passes unanimously.